somebody started calling Cokes dope, D-O-P-E.
I've heard that. My father told me that.
And we were in New York with some friends, and we went into a place, and we told them to bring us four dopes. And I wish you could have seen the look on that man's face.
They didn't know the term, then.
They didn't know the term.
Oh, I thought it was universal.
And no,
oh.
He thought we meant the real thing.
Oh, dear.
And,
Well, didn't Coke have dope in it at one time?
It had something close to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't used the word dope in 40 years.
Oh, I'm sure
longer.
It's at least that old. Okay, what would you call a kind of sweet cake that might have nuts or fruits in it and something spread over the top that you would cut up into pieces and maybe have with coffee in the morning?
Referred to it as a coffee cake more than anything else, oh. Although a great many people say, I'd like a piece of that Danish.
Mm-hmm. Would Danish mean the whole cake, or would that be a little individual piece?
No, that would be the whole cake.
What would you call something that just came in individual pieces, then?
A bun, a Danish bun, probably.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then what do you call the sweet stuff that you would spread over a cake that's made of sugar and milk and butter?
The icing.
All right. What would you call the same stuff if it were spread over a donut?
Well, we kind of refer to donuts with a glaze on them.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a name for a rectangular frosted donut?
I don't think so.
All right, how about a donut with jelly in it?
Would be a jelly donut.
Mm-hmm. And how about a twisted donut?
Crullers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do know that term,
yes,
here.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that,
yes,
one. What would you call a ring with a very large, pretentious looking stone in it? Or you might call just the stone itself, if it were a big flashy diamond.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the proper word for that. Oh, there's a name for that. I can't think of it.
I don't know a particular name for it. Some people call them ice and rocks.
Ice is what I was trying to think of.
Ice,
yeah,
okay.
Look at the ice on that finger.
Mm-hmm. Would that be used for the whole ring or just...
Yeah, well, for the stone.
Just for the stone.
Stone, yes.
Okay, then three different lengths of shorts. What would you call the kind that comes just above the knee?
Well, Bermuda shorts come below the knee, don't they?
Well,
or do they?
They're used variously. Some say yes and some say no. So it's just your own usage.
Shorts and short shorts.
Okay. So shorts above the knee and short shorts, is very short, and Bermuda is below the knee?
I would think so.
All right, that's good. Then what would you call clothes previously owned by someone else? Perhaps in a family member passed them down?
Hand-me-downs.
And suppose they were clothes that you went out and bought in a thrift store that someone else had owned?
It'd be used clothing.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you have a slang name for very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Yeah, there are things that you say when somebody's really dressed up, like putting on the dog tonight.
Well, that wouldn't really mean his clothes, though, I guess.
No, really,
Would you have a term?
I'm trying to think.
Did you ever hear the term pimp stuff or pimp clothes?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Enriched at all.
How about things like threads or drags or rags? Or
heard very little of that. Okay. Some, but not enough to really comment on it.
Okay. Then what kind of a bag would you put your clothes in the wintertime to store them?
You put in a moth-proof bag or a bag with the mothballs in it, either one.
And then the bag they'd come back in from the dry cleaners would be?